Welcome to the FMU. Shalmi Shir sponsor in the schos of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Psachim Daf Beis in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. Starting Amud Aleph, 10 lines on the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyo asked, Bote Knesios uvote Midrashos mahu shiutzuchim b'diko. Do shuls and Bote Medrash, do they have to have a b'dikas chometz or not? Says the Gemara, Matzrichim lo. What's exactly the case that you're asking? Shekin machnisim lishom. The gears of Reb Chaim is beiburus or Rosh Chodeshim, because in time they did ibur Hashana and Rosh Chodesh, they brought food there. They made a seuda. So they, because there's food over there, there may be chametz. Sigmo v'teheb shita leisat pashot. If you bring food over there, of course you have to do b'dikas chametz. Says the Gemara, achen itzrich alei hoil ve'oiron merubo. The question is, now they have to do b'dikas chometz. You do have to do b'dikas chometz. But the question is, because there's so much light in the shul mismedrash, because they have so many windows, so maybe it's better to do b'dikas chometz during the day. Maybe do b'dikas during the day with a candle, not the night, because there's so much light over there. Reb Chaim compares it to what's wrote down in the Bavli, regarding achsadjo. Achsadjo is basically an open porch. So there you do the b'dika le'oiro, with the light of the sun. Says the Gemara, Rav Yosi Boi, Rav Yosi asked the following questions. Chatzeiros shebi Yerushalayim, the courtyard in Yerushalayim, sho'ich shlim shom chalos toido v'rekiki nozir. Right, we know that in Yerushalayim they used to bring korban toido and a korban nozir. And korban toido and nozir comes with bread. So if they ate the bread in these courtyards, ma'u shud tzuchim diko, do you have to go and check for b'dikas chametz? Says the Gemara, what does it mean? What's the problem? What will be the reason not to have to do b'diko? But loikach einam b'dukos min anoyser. Anyway, we check the these chatzeiros to check that there's no noyser. Every time you eat a korban, you have to make sure that nothing will be left over. And whatever is left over needs to be burnt. So they would check after they finished, they would check to make sure there's nothing left over, and whatever is left over, they would burn it. So because anyway they're checking the chatzeiros every second day, so then there's no need to check for b'dikas chametz. Says the Gemara, Yevo Keadol. This goes like the following. Tano, Rabbi Zechariah Chatoni, Rav Levi, Nido Chifefes Vesurekes. Kohenes Eino Chifefes Vesurekes. So a Nido, there's a special takon of Ezra, that she needs to not only check that there's no knots in her hair, but she actually has to wash her hair or brush her hair to make sure that there's no knots. When she goes to the mikvah, there'll be no chatzitza. So only a Nido needs to do that. But a Kohenes goes to the mikvah almost every single day to make sure that there's no tumah. Every time they want to eat trumo, they go to the mikveh to be retired for any type of tumo. So she's used to going to the mikveh the whole time. She always checks herself to make sure there's no chatzitza. So she doesn't have to do that extra chafifo of brushing her hair. Just by looking and checking, she's used to it, and we rely on her that there's no chatzitza. But that's when a kohenes goes to the mikveh for trumo. And nida kohenes, if it's kohenes that she's a nida as well, then she does have to go and wash and brush her hair. So you won't come to the friction between nidas. If a nida Yisrael needs to do chafifo, so a nida kohenes also needs to do chafifo. So now you go back to our case regarding the lachmei toida nazir shalachloik ben bir lebir. You want to make sure they do bir chametz. Every chatzah you have to go and check it up to do. You have to do b'dikas chametz. So also in the chatzeres of the toida nazir you have to do b'dikas chametz. So you won't differentiate between them, similar to what we found by the nido. Similar to Ani Yom Gamliel ben in Anyano Kamei Ravimono nido shim afsekes kol shiva chifefes v'surekes. Kreni shi tovelz b'chol yoy minach chifefes v'inasurekes. Says the Gemara, don't compare the two. The reason why a kohenes, who is a nido, needs to do chafifa and tzriko, is not because, not to differentiate between the different nidos. But when we say that kohenes doesn't have to do it, it's because she goes to the mikveh regularly, almost every single day. So you know, we know that she's careful and she's making sure that there's no chatzitza. But when a kohenes becomes a nido, she's not going to the mikveh for 7 consecutive days, because then she's a tummy anyway. So going to the mikveh won't help her. So she doesn't go to the mikvah for 7 days. Now after 7 days, now she wants to go to the mikvah after a 7-day break. Now she does have to go and do a full checkup, similar to Israelis. So the Gemara says, Nida min hakohenes nido, she needs to go make her a din, she has to do chafifo. But when she goes every day, she doesn't have to do chafifo. So how can you compare it to b'dikas chometz? Says the Gemara, Our Kapara says now regarding a nidah that waits 7 days. We talk about Shomer Yisrael. Shomer Yisrael is a din, and Yichud Zovo, the woman after the 7 days of nidah, if she sees blood for 3 consecutive days, she becomes a Zovo Gedoylo, and she has to have 7 days of Yimei Taharo. But if she sees only 1 day during the days of after nidah, she becomes Tom only for 1 day. She's called Shomer Yisrael Keneged Yom. 1 day she becomes Tome, and then she goes to the mikvah. So here she had a break only of 1 day. Still, the din is that she has to do full chafifa. Why? Not to differentiate between nida and nida. All nidas have to have chafifa. So the same way there, you see, you don't differentiate between nida and nida. So it's a bdikas chametz, you don't differentiate between one chatzar and another chatzar. Continues the Gemara, it says, we're going to have near our entire list of things that don't need to do bdikas chametz. So one of it, if you have holes that are high up in the wall, you don't have to do bdikas, it's very hard to use it. The tachtoinim, the Gemara is explaining more what it means. The Gemara now understands it means if you have holes in the floor. Ve'ayetzia, yetzia is some kind of platform around the house, which is not easy to use. Ve'achodos, chodos means pits. Ve'alio, for us, means an unfinished attic. Ve'gag habad, ve'gag amigdol. And when you have the roof of the place where they press oil and the roof of a closet, because these roofs are in an angle, on a slope, and it's not easy to use, therefore there's no chametz over there. Beis HaTeven, a place where you store straw. Or Beis HaBakor, where the animals are. Or Beis HaEitzim, where you store wood. Or Beis HaOitzros, any type of storage. Oitzros HaYayin, Voitzros HaShemin. Doesn't mean if you store wine or a place where you store oil. Voitzros HaPeres, a place where you store fruits. And all these places, places you don't usually bring chametz into there. It's not very easy or convenient to use. Einom Tzvich HaBdik, you have to do B'dikas chametz. So the one goes refers to the first part of the brisa. It says that elyonim and tachtonim, the upper holes and the lower holes, don't need bdiko. So when nicho elyonim, I understand the top holes because it's not easy to use. But tachtonim with that base and with base, hado amr lechoshul nefila. The more understands that tachtonim means that the small pits, crevices in the ground. That means you're not choshul nefila. This is a discussion that we're going to have in the following dapim. That maybe chometz fell into these holes. The person who's going around, chometz fell in there. Why are you not choshish here to chometz? Should we say there's no chashash of nefila? Talk about holes are in the wall. Echod l'mala me'asorah, ve'echod l'mata me'asorah. That's our girsah. Abraham says maybe the girsah should be l'mata me'gimo. Meaning you talk about holes in the wall that either are too high or too low, and therefore it's not as easy to use, and there's no nefila because when it doesn't fall into the wall. Says more about tanino and chodos. We spoke about pits. So here you see you're not choshish to nefila because the pits are open holes in the ground. Says more misyariu atino ikalech l'sham. Children are afraid to go next to pits. They're too deep. So therefore, there's no chashash that they brought chometz to there. And adults, anyway, don't walk around with bread. Says the Gemara, v'chash lo'imah Hashem and nizgal gil chometz sham. Who said maybe the chometz didn't fall directly there? Maybe chometz fell on the floor and then it rolled into the pit? Says the Gemara, tipater b'chodoy sheyesh lehem lizviz. Talking about pits, they have some kind of a ledge that they don't allow things to fall into it, to roll into it. The only way things can go into the bar is if someone's on top of the bar and it falls directly in there. So that we're not choshish by a bar because children are afraid to go there. So the more we got gag abad v'gag amigdol, talk about the roof of the a place where they press oil and the roof of a closet. That's only if it has the height of 3 tefachim. If it doesn't have the height of 3 tefachim, it's like the ground. So Abraham's first explanation says, the pshat is that if it has the height of 3 tefachim, then it's not so easy to use. And we're not choshish, the chometz fell there. Less than 3 tefachim is very easy to use, and therefore we have to do b'dikas chometz. And he brings the explanation, the name of the Vilna Gaon, which says the opposite. Says, we said that these roofs, they have an angle, they have a slope, you don't have to check. But if it would be flat roofs, you do have to check. That's only if they have the height of 3 tefachim. But if they have it's less than the height of 3 tefachim, so then they're like the ground. The same way, you don't have to just check the ground, because people walk there, and whatever is there is pushed away. So these places are easy to walk on, and you're not choshish to chometz. It's a place where usually you don't use chametz. Question just maybe happened to be the chametz is there, so we say you don't have to be choshish. But if it's a place that you know for a fact the chametz was used over there, I feel gavoya kama, even if it's very high, you still have to go and do b'diko. On my mono, v'yois, kin, and omrin, that makes a lot of sense, because we say Hadofi fires, the steps of sukkahs, filu gavoya kama loite tsuchabdiko. The sukkahs mean is some kind of a hut that you put in the fields that people many times use the roof. So you want to tell me then you don't have to do bdikas chometz because it's at an angle that's very high? No, of course you have to do it because you know the chometz is there. Whenever you know chometz is there, bdikas chometz is required. So you have a bed which separates the house. It means there's no way to go from one side to the other side unless you climb up the bed. And below, beneath the bed, there is wood and stone. Just checks the outer part and not the inner one, because only the outer part can be used. The inner part you can't use, you can't reach there, unless, because the only way to get to the other side of the house is on top of the bed. So you only check the outside part and not the inside part. This is more meduyek from here, only because there was wood and stones underneath the bed. But if there's no wood and stone beneath it, then you do have to check the inner part. This tells you, why? Because even though they use only the outside part, but maybe chometz fell into underneath the bed. Say if there's wood and a stone that's blocking the chometz from falling in, I'm not choshesh. But if not, I'm choshesh lenefilo. So the more, no, maybe not. Maybe we're not choshesh lenefilo. But I'm saying over here that Tino, you're saying you're using the use of chayim, Tino nichnas v'hichnasim chometz. Maybe a small child went underneath the bed with the chometz. Not that it fell on its own, but the kid went in there. So there's no raya regarding nefilo, because here, with there's nothing blocking, and maybe the child himself went in there with the chometz. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Pesachim Dav Beis.